Let us now go to a house where a group of teenagers have gotten together for their weekly get-together.
Salam, bro.
Oh, hey, Salam, what's up, man?
What's up? Thanks, man.
Getting together for a game of Grand Theft Auto 5 was an awesome idea.
Yeah. Nothing builds your brotherhood between Muslim brothers like finishing off a new video game.
But like, can we play something simple like, I don't know, Pac-Man?
Dude, your taste matches your hairstyle. Both of them are from the 1970s. My grandfather used to play Pac-Man with the Evil Ages.
This game has awesome graphics.
So true, bro.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's
hey,
not
Hamza,
that bad.
I bet I can read Sage Tree before you.
Okay, buddy.
Did you see that card?
I just
hey, bro. You just ran off that old lady with your car. Look at the way she screams.
Yeah, you just completely splattered her.
Nice Lamborghini, Jawad. Seriously, you're driving a Mazda, Hamza?
Wow. This version has a special club.
Let's go in. My parents would never let me go into someplace like this in real life.
Guys, don't you think I'm crossing the line here? I have a really bad feeling about this. I don't think we should go into a club like this, even in a video game. It's just not right.
Come on, man. Don't be such a mullah. So this is how this type of a place looks like. I can't wait for the day I get to visit in person.
Yeah, I agree with Ali. I don't think we should be spending our time in playing this game.
Remember what the Sheikh said about the meaning of Labaik Ya Hussein?
Yeah.
If we cannot overcome the Yazid within us, how will we stand up to the Yazids around us? Labaik Ya Hussein means winning the war within us and building and purifying ourselves for the Imam when he comes.
You have a good point. We are building a desire in our hearts that can only be satisfied through haram. Imam Ali has taught us that what we see has an impact on what we feel in our hearts, and what we feel in our hearts determines our actions. I have to say, these images do have an impact on me.
Yeah, you're right. Let's shut this off. I say we act in the advice we heard and say Labaik Ya Hussein through our actions and choices. Rather than getting together to play video games, let's work together to build and purify ourselves. Oh. And Sheikh Muhammad Hasnain is conducting a regular dars on spiritual freedom. My friend is attending it, and I can see a very noticeable change in him, alhamdulillah.
That's cool.
Sheikh Hamza is also conducting a dars on the commentary of the tradition of Unwan al-Basri. I've heard it's a great book, and it's a must read for anyone who wants to purify their souls.
You know, guys, if you commit an individual sin or mistake, you'll be held responsible for it. However, if you encourage another person to do bad deeds, you're bringing down the threshold of guilt, making it easier for them to do a sin, and therefore acting like an agent of Shaitan. His mission is to make people forget about Allah completely. But if we encourage each other to do good deeds, we're acting like a force of Nur and helping to finish the mission of all the prophets of Allah. I am so happy to have friends like you guys, and I always thank Allah for blessing me with such company.
I've always wished that I could be there in Karbala to help Imam Hussein, and I've always wished that I could be there when he was left all alone. But even more than that, I wish that I could be one of the helpers of his grandson when he reappears. Let's say the Baik Ya Hussein by building a better relationship with Allah and getting ready for the coming of our Imam. I'm sure we can do it.
La Baik Ya Hussein!